Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
I am conscious of time, and I don't want to detract from the next session. So all I would say is if there are any burning comments or questions, then you've got an opportunity to put your hand up now and frame that briefly. And there was a sort of a hand. I thought, maybe it's just a yawn. That's allowed to. Oh no, we do have one question. So if you wouldn't mind just saying who you are and where you're from.
Yeah, thanks very much. My name is Andrea Cheshire from UWE Bristol. Julie, you mentioned retention and progression coordinators, and I wondered whether you could expand a little bit on that, especially in terms of what is the focus of their role. Do you base their work on an early warning system which identifies students at risk, and how do you share best practice on retention and progression between your faculties?
Very interesting.
Answers on a postcard. I have to give a very summary answer to that. They're new posts. What we're trying to do, they're designed to monitor student engagement of the students who are the off-accountable students. And so they are looking at the various touch points that students have. So attendance, we now monitor all attendance, handing in work, meeting their personal tutors, any other kind of forms of engagement that we can find, and to see whether those students are actually engaging with those areas. We are working on it. We have an early warning system based through our faculty student advisors, who are other student services staff who are embedded, and we're currently working with the faculties to find a way to improve that, because we think it's not as robust as it might be. So I would say, in summary, it's a work in progress, and over this year we'll be learning. We were also involved in the Paul Hamlin project recently around research, retention and progression, and we're transferring the lessons of that into some of our work. So I think probably we'll have something to report on it more concretely towards the end of the academic year. We've had more chance to play with it.
I think the whole issue of the increased, there is clearly a relationship between experience and retention, but that, you know, we're seeing particularly offer. I think it's welcome to see that there's more of there's just as much of a focus on who you're getting there, but making sure that they both stay on and succeed as well. And my reflection in closing is that a lot of the social mobility, you know, we're almost kind of bursting at the seams with responses and reflections on social mobility, but actually the importance of retention and then success when they get there will be probably one of the single most important things that we can do in relation to actually having a socially mobile society. I think there'll be, I know in fact there's a conference coming up on retention, progression and success at some point in 2013, so keep your eyes posted. Really, can I just ask you then to thank very much our speakers for...
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.